Sprays it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Thursday to all of you out there, and glad you're with us tonight. Big, big, big show. Mike Holmgren, the president of the Browns, joins us. Mike had a news conference earlier today and then sits down with us for a one-on-one to talk about a lot of things this offseason. How things have happened on the practice field during OTAs and mini camps, and a little about himself. Some of the stuff he addressed also in that news conference about his wanting to be more available. Very interesting topic that came up during the course of his session with the media. Jordan Norwood, Browns wide receiver, is going to converse with us tonight as well. We're going to hear about Jordan, who is trying to work his way back from injury and work his way into more of a role with this football team, a bigger role in a competitive receiving core. I should say an open receiving core, which means there's competition and availability to make yourself noticed. And Jordan Norwood's been trying to do that on the practice field during these OTA workouts, the final of which is set for tomorrow. And then things from a practice standpoint shut down till the end of July. So it'll get a little quiet around here in Berea until then. But as far as Jordan Norwood is concerned, I think it'll be interesting to hear some of the things he has to say. And then this is very cool. The Browns now have their 100,000th registered member of the Browns backers worldwide. And this is truly an inspiring story. We want you to hear that right now. Well, we are honored to have with us right now Brett Cantley. He is the 100,000th member of Browns Backers Worldwide. First of all, congratulations for that honor.
Thank you very much.
That's tremendous. How exciting is that for you?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just never thought it would ever happen, you know, to win something like that. So it's awesome.
And it happens so randomly, right? You go to a Lake County Captains minor league baseball game. There's a sign up there. So you're just... What take us through the rest of that.
I just wanted to sign up, you know, to join something since I can't work and, you know, take some time off of just sitting at home doing nothing. And the gentleman that signed me up said that they were actually looking for 150,000. That's what their goal was to get
right
to.
Right.
And, you know, 2 days later I get a call from Michelle, you know, telling me that I'm the 100,000th, and you're like, huh? You know, pinch me in my sleep, you know, am I awake, or is this a dream?
Yeah, you're such a dedicated Browns fan, too, right? I mean, this has been your team. You're 42, but, I mean, for as long as you can remember.
Yep. I was even a Browns fan when there was no Browns.
Yeah.
Really didn't watch much football then. There was no reason to. There was no team. Nobody to really root for.
Right. Right, and you're from Sandusky, now living in Whitcliffe. And the other part of your story, Brett, is so inspiring, too. You've been diagnosed with stage 4 liver and colon cancer. You're battling that. You have 6 kids, but you're fighting the great fight there, and it sounds like you're making a lot of progress with that.
Yes. We had a CAT scan done about a month ago. The tumors on the liver are shrinking 20-30%.
Outstanding.
And they're going to do another one probably in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
And possibly if they're shrinking more, they can do surgery on the liver. So.
Beautiful.
And then after that, the surgery on my colon also.
So, you know, the combination, I think, of your family, your fandom, all the things that just come together so well in your life, it gives you a lot of reason to just be this battler that I know you are. And I think being, you know, being a follower of this Browns team, it's all about just being, you know, true to it and fighting through just like they do.
Absolutely. You know, this year is going to be better for both of us.
There you go.
It has to be.
Right.
You know, they've got me as their 100,000th fan, and
yeah,
we're going to go places.
It's good karma. It's all
exactly.
Adding up. Beautiful. Well, we're very happy to have you with us. And again, congratulations and God bless. And we will talk to you down the line, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Seriously, amazing stuff, an amazing guy. And couldn't be happier that he represents here, the 100,000th Browns backer. And what a story. I mean, if you're not moved by that, then you don't have a pulse, because that's pretty special. And so glad he's part of us, and we're going to continue to have him as part of us and his family too. God bless them. Brett Cantley. All right. And let's get into some questions, the ones that you submit and comments to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. We go to Facebook for Josh, who says, I really hope that Josh Cooper is going to surprise, and I'm sorry, I really hope we keep Josh Cooper, Josh, this Josh says, I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. And I'm sure, Josh, you're not saying that just because you share the namesake. This guy has definitely been, I want to say surprised, because undrafted guys don't always grab your attention the way this young guy has. But fact is, at Oklahoma State, he was someone that you had to notice, in addition to Justin Blackmon catching those passes from Brandon Whedon. But he's doing the same out here, and he's not just catching them from Whedon. He is catching them from the other quarterbacks as well. And he just continues to look like that clutch slot guy, that very classic type of low-to-the-ground routes that he can run, and hooks himself up, just puts himself in a position to be open, A, and B, catch what is thrown to him. And it doesn't look like he's doing it with a lot of effort. And he just seems to have great control of the ball when he does. Again, the chain mover, those kinds of catches in traffic that you absolutely need to keep things going. In addition to and helping to open up bigger plays, because I think I see him making the team, and I see him just making some sort of impact. And I think that impact also is helped by the already built-in chemistry with Whedon. Robert from Twitter said, I'd rather have Chad Ochocinco than Mo Mass, than Muhammad Masqua. I'm not going to agree with you on that one, Robert. I still say that it would not have been a great decision to get Ochocinco, who, of course, has since signed with Miami, since he became available after being released by the Patriots. I just don't see where the help from him is going to be. And I think there's a lot that he needs to show just to make it back in the league. He's getting more of a trial signing with the Dolphins. I know you're saying, okay, well, why can't he have a trial signing with a team that needed help or needs help at wide receiver, and that he's a better answer than Masqua? I think Mo Mass, and Mike Holmgren discussed this fairly extensively at the news conference today, among all the receivers, he has been easy to notice for the good reasons, for consistency, and for just, you know, putting himself in a position, I think, to perform better. And it looks like the hard work has paid off for the physical part of Mo, and then also the where he's been, the concentration part, the holding on to the ball, all those things. So I think in the long run, it'll be better for the Browns that they didn't get Chad. That's my thought. Mike from Twitter, Warren Sapp, said on NFL Network that the Browns will be the next team to win their first Super Bowl. Oh, Warren, interesting perspective. And I think the excitement, and I caught some of the clip that you're talking about, by the way, most of it is based on the infusion of new talent, on the belief that the quarterback position will be better with Whedon, and on the belief that Trent Richardson will change the whole dynamic and make not only the running game but the entire offense better. And that's getting a lot of run, especially among national media. You heard Bill Polian talk about both Whedon and Richardson on the show last night. So I think there's some, you know, Bill didn't say he was predicting the Browns to be a Super Bowl team or win their Super Bowl, first Super Bowl, or be a team. And I don't know what timeline Sapp was putting in this, by the way. I'm not sure if he meant immediately. But just to say that is, I think, indicative more of just the general positive impression of what this Browns team has done and what it can do going forward. All right, we're going to continue to go forward, and we're going to have a conversation with the president, the true top dog of the Browns organization. He is Mike Holmgren, and he's going to join us shortly here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford, and you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty, Vinson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Elm.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest-priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
What if this were your house?
The corner of Carnegie and Ontario.
And you could be here.
On a gorgeous night off the shores of Lake Erie.
What if you could show your pride?
Fans on their feet in a frenzy.
And cheer.
And they're going wild at Progressive Field.
What if this was the house that you built?
The magic is back!
The Indians and Pirates wrap up their series on a KeyBank Rewards weekend Sunday at 1:05. The first 15,000 fans get a Carlos Santana replica jersey courtesy of Sugardale.
Is that a little Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels I'm hearing here? On Detroit Wheels, actually, is how it's pronounced. Wow. Good rejoin by our standout producer, Dave DiNatale, as we continue on with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment, it is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. very, very happy to have with us now the president of the Browns, Mike Holmgren. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Vic. Nice to be here.
Mike, now that the off-season workouts are, well, about a day away from concluding and everything more or less gets shut down until July, what's your big-picture perspective of what you've seen on the field?
Well, I'm pleased how the team is coming together. I think Pat and I talked about this actually today on how nice it is to have all the guys practicing, being able to teach, being able to do what coaches do out there and players do, and that's playing coach. So the players seem that there's a good spirit about it. They want to be here. They want to practice. The practice has been very good. And I see improvement. I see improvement. As an example, we're not dropping as many passes. We're pretty accurate with our throws. Guys are in pretty good shape. There's a high effort. You know, all sorts of things. There's a good spirit. So, yeah, my expectations for the team is all this is going to come together, particularly with our new guys added to the bunch.
Right.
And we're going to have a good year.
And through the years of watching these non-contact workouts, you probably... I'm sure you set kind of a list of things you need to see or want to see that you know only comes out of this versus, say, the contact of training camp and then we get into games. So on your checklist, is it things like energy, enthusiasm, that as well as you say, minimal mistakes?
Yeah, I think you're looking at a few things in your practice without pads, and particularly this time of year when you're not really preparing for a game. So what's the motivation? You know, and so you're watching, first of all, conditioning. Their condition level of the players. An example, Greg Little came in, I think he had 15 pounds less than what he weighed at the end of last season. So he's been doing something to get himself in a position to be a better football player. We know that. And so that conditioning is one thing. The other thing is their ability to learn. We have a lot of young people, and we throw a lot of things at them. So you're judging their ability to absorb this stuff and carry it onto the field mm-hmm. before you put the pads on. There are a lot of things you won't know until you put the pads on. And so, you learn what you can from these things. And as much as anything, I always like getting the guys back together again and doing team things and getting the feeling of team. So, that's an important thing.
I guess we talked so much last year about the absence of off-season workouts because of the lockout and how much of an impact it would have. And it was clear that it hurt some teams, like this one, more than others for obvious reasons. First-year head coach, a lot of new things to introduce, and a lot of new faces trying to get to know each other. But it just seems to be more obvious now that you're having these workouts of how much we missed them a year ago. It seems like seeing them through this offseason is so telling as to what it might have been last year. And just looking at and listening to Pat Shurmur, especially it for him and for this coaching staff to be actually coaching players, how much different it was to watch them kind of feel like that sense of, oh, we're twiddling our thumbs last year.
Yeah, and I think from Pat's perspective, you know, it really was hard for him because he was the first time head coach. He had his football team, but he didn't. They weren't around. And so, you know, football coaches are teachers, Vic, and you want your classroom full. We just didn't have any classes. And so now to be able to bring him in and start a teaching progression, very, very important. And Pat was excited about it. The team was excited about it. The coaches were excited about it. That's what they do. So it was quite different, yeah.
Watching Brandon Whedon throw, a lot of folks, yours truly included, I mean, have been just raving about what you see at the skill level, the obvious, what just meets the eye. I would like your more detailed breakdown of what you've seen of Brandon and how you can see that developing and translating into him doing it on the field, because, again, there is such a big jump still from no pad workouts in the months of May or June than doing this stuff in September and beyond.
Well, he throws the ball easily and well. He's very accurate. He has good velocity. His release point is high. He's a tall guy. So all the things that you physically try and evaluate a quarterback to do, he does. He came from a big-time college program that was very successful. in a very competitive situation in college. There's no reason to think he shouldn't be able to transition into our league. The big thing he does, needs to do, is take the ball from center. He did it in college. And so we have to teach him that. And there are some little things he has to learn from that. And then just how he handles playing against really good people all the time. I think in college they had a great receiver there that he played with, a couple of them.
Yeah.
And they were open, wide open, a fair amount of the time. Here, the things you got to throw it into smaller windows. And so he just has to get used to that. But there's no reason to think, you know, he has all the measurables that you use to evaluating quarterbacks, and then you toss in his great maturity level. You know, it should work.
And it's different. I mean, you work with Joe Montana, you worked with Steve Young, Brett Favre. We can go down a pretty long list, Matt Hasselbeck. It's hard, I guess, right, to draw too many similarities because you didn't get any one of those guys at age 28 as a rookie.
Yeah, I think in fairness to, I've said this about every quarterback I've ever coached. Now, I didn't coach Colt, but I talked about it a fair amount. In fairness to all these guys, first of all, don't compare them to anybody yet. You know, that's unfair. And there is a learning curve. I don't care who you are, there's a learning curve. You know, you and I talked before. The only guy that was shot lights out from the beginning was Dan Marino.
Yep.
Every other quarterback, great quarterbacks in the league, usually went through a tough time early.
Right.
And it's just part of coming into this league and the level of play that you have to assume when you come into the league. So while we were talking, we're very optimistic. Let's make sure that we understand that we have to let these guys play.
Sure. Browns President Mike Holmgren joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike, you met reporters today, and as much as anything else, you laid this out very publicly, very clearly, that you want to do some things differently than you've done them as far as being more visible and more available in the public eye, especially from a media standpoint. And your original thought had been to let Pat Shurmur, as head coach, really be the singular voice of the team, you know, put Tom Heckert, the GM, out there and keep yourself in the background so as to not overshadow them. But the balance of that is there was some backlash, frankly, toward you. Does he really care enough about this team? Does he want to stay around Cleveland for the long haul? Is he in this thing? And you heard those hard questions. They were brought up again today. Do our fans trustworthy of you? All those things that I'm sure are slings and arrows coming at you. So I just want you to talk about how your strategy is changing here and dealing with this.
Well, I've heard, and I must admit I was sensitive to a couple of things. The football things you can argue with until you're blue in the face.
Yeah.
You know, should we have drafted that guy? This is a bad decision, whatever it is.
You've gotten criticized for football before.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time. But the idea that I didn't care or that I was in here for the short haul or whatever was said, the trust factor, those things, they bothered me. Because I care deeply about the job we're doing, what we're trying to get accomplished, the fans of this, of the great city, the fans of the state that love this team. Now, I really want it to work, and I'm doing everything I can, even though I wasn't out there as visible, in trying to get that done. So if I can be a little more visible, and what that exactly means, I can't even tell you right now, Vic, but I'm going to, you know, be more available perhaps, or I don't know how it's going to come down, but more visible, answer more questions, clear up misunderstandings if necessary, then I will do that. And so I didn't do it before because as an old coach, and so I've talked to Pat, and I've also talked to Tom Heckert. I said, listen, I'm going to do this a little bit more. No one get their feathers ruffled. It's we're all in this together. We make decisions together. I said, I'm going to be out there just a little bit more and answering questions. So we'll try that. And I do care. Right. And I want the folks to trust us, not just me, but us.
Sure.
In the job we're doing here in trying to get the team back on track.
And I know, and you brought this up today, your wife Kathy is a big part of this, because she obviously, as someone who knows you better than anyone else on this planet, and someone who cares obviously deeply about everything that happens to you and to you individually, but to you collectively as a couple, as a family, is giving you this kind of advice, if that's the right way to put it, or certainly the counsel on how, what perceptions are. And you know, it's funny, because you don't want to let too many things out of school, but there's certainly a Mike Holmgren that we can see here in this building in Berea, who's gotten the whole building together, the staff together in an auditorium, and given some very inspiring talks, and depth of caring comes out there. It gets everyone ready to, you know, yeah, we're not the football part of this organization, the people you're talking to, but you want to talk with them in that light, and that's inspiring. And again, that's inside the building. But maybe there's ways, I guess, to get a little more of that out there. What would you like fans, and probably Kathy has mentioned this to you as well, like fans to see of you, other than your sense of commitment? I mean, what can they see that maybe the rest of us have seen for a long, long time?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I've always had a great relationship with the people that were covering the teams I coached. I thought it was pretty transparent, pretty open. I wasn't too concerned about what information that I gave them. The only thing I asked back in return was a certain degree of fairness. And so we're going to do this. I'm going to, whether it means a more of a weekly little get together with the press, or coming on your show and explaining some of the things that we have to do better, or whatever that is. The important thing is that while we're doing this, while I'm doing this, is that people know, and I want them to know, that my number one goal is still to make Pat Shurmur, help him be successful. I want the team to be successful. I hired Pat. I think he's a great young head coach, and I have to do what I can do to help him. He has to believe that, and he does. Now, there will be, on occasion, I think, times when you know, Pat might say something in a press conference, and they get me, and it might be a little bit different, and they'll say, see, they're fighting, or whatever.
You don't want those gotcha things.
No, yeah. None of the gotcha moments, because we are really, we do talk over every football decision we make,
sure,
between the three of us, Tom and Pat and I. So if by doing this, people see me in a little different light, realize that my commitment level, that in itself will be as important to me as anything else.
And we both know there's no small detail to Browns fans, right down to the uniforms. I mean, they care about everything related to this team, and I can't tell you the number of times people have commented about the white jerseys being worn at all the games last year and wanting that change-up. You're going to give that to the fan. You've heard them, and you're going to deliver.
Yeah, contrary to what the fans might think on occasion, is we do listen to them. We really do. These are great fans here. I mean, they're wonderful. They care about their team. And like you said, they care about small details. I mean, a lot of stuff that I didn't realize was that important,
yeah,
to them. But once we hear it is, then it's our obligation to try and do some things. Now, I'm never going to allow someone to draft a player for us. So I'm going to make those decisions. But as far as the uniform goes, I like the brown uniforms too.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're gonna mix it up and have wear the brown and white.
Excellent. Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Great. Anytime.
He is Mike Holmgren, the president of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Comp, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd Annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle, with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band, and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Browns fans, unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest game while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Hi, Gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina and Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com. Russo Rosalina. Selena.
Cleveland Gladiators football rocks the queue.
Dominic Goodman, who swings off to the left. Touchdown.
The Gladiators face the New Orleans Voodoo Saturday, June 16th at 7:30. Bring the whole family with the Gladiators Family 4-Pack. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and four Gladiators t-shirts starting at just $52. Every Gladiators game includes post-game autographs and the chance to kick field goals on the field presented by EMH Healthcare. Get your Family 4-Pack by calling 216-420-2222 or visit ClevelandGladiators.com.
Help! The all-new Helene Kia needs help! Your help! Ever since Helene Kia's grand reopening, new Kias have been selling at a record pace. People love the new showroom, the customer comfort area, and especially the grand opening deals. But because the volume of new cars sold, Helene has taken in a lot of trades. Too many trades! Now Helene has aisles and aisles of high-quality pre-owned cars that have got to go! They've got to move them out, whatever it takes. Take your pick from a huge variety of makes, models, and years. Hondas, Toyotas, Fords, Chevys, and of course, Kias. All with some serious down-to-the-bone price cuts. Drive away for as low as $19.95. Many under $10,000. If you love a bargain, you've got to see Helene Kia today. Help Helene reduce their massive pre-owned inventory and help yourself to amazing deals. You'll save hundreds, even thousands. But time is of the essence. Now at the all-new Helene Kia on the North Olmsted Auto Mile. Shop online at HeleneKia.com.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, to your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You know, you also can dial these into our voicemail line if you so choose, 855-363-DAILY. 855-363-2459. Locally, 440-824-6134. Love to hear from you that way as well. From Twitter, Roger, he says the Browns need Ataba Rubin and Frosty Rucker and Jabal Sheard and Marcus Bernard to all be on the defensive line in some way or another. I'm guessing at the same time. Bernard's one of the best pass rushers. I think what you're going to see realistically is a lineup that will have some, I'm sure, some in pass rush situations, and I think that's what you're addressing here, Roger, with your best guys to get pressure to the quarterback, to collapse the pocket inside Reuben, to get the outside penetration, or, you know, outside, I mean, yeah, get and Reuben inside, outside, around the corner, the edge, Sheard, Rucker, Bernard, I think in those specialized roles can do that. But I also think it's important that you're rotating, and this is what you know, what Dick Geron believes in so strongly, rotating a group that would also include some and this team needs it badly, some real help from John Hughes, some real help from Billy Winn, these rookies. They can't be bystanders. They've got to be part of this rotation, and they've got to make an impact. And somewhere in there, and we'll see what happens with Brian Schaefering and with Scott Paxton, the veterans, their presence. I mean, you have to. You're playing a four-man line, and you better be able to rotate a whole bunch of D linemen. Have fresh guys who can. When you're talking about those critical, they're all critical, but that those ultra critical stops or pass rushing moments, plays in the latter part of the game. You do that with the freshest legs possible, obviously. Michael from Facebook. It remains to be seen whether Coach Shermer has a bright future in Cleveland. Just start winning, and then I'll listen to his corporate line. Would like to see some enthusiasm from him as a coach. He needs to get people fired up by getting fired up himself. Well, Michael, I think that, first of all, Coach Shermer is a very passionate guy. Everybody's personality is different, and just because you don't hear a lot of screaming and yelling from a coach doesn't mean the coach lacks passion. Pat Shermer could be just as fired up as anybody and express that in ways as I've seen, and I think we've seen it last year. But it sounds to me like you're hung up on the idea that he doesn't seem, you know, as you put it, fired up. I think when you're, and I think this is true when you're a first-year coach, there's a lot of thinking and focus and concentration to just doing the job, doing kind of the day-to-day or game-to-game role. And I think when you get caught up in that, you're not maybe letting loose in ways that you're referring, you know, perhaps, if that's the right way to put it. But I also think he is a controlled guy, and most coaches are. Most coaches keep a good handle. I think a guy who is screaming and yelling more than doing anything else, probably not a good coach. Probably a guy who's just screaming and yelling. You know, look at your Super Bowl coaches. Now, Tom Coughlin's got a high level of passion, but he isn't just a screamer and a yeller. And certainly Bill Belichick, in his own way, I mean, it's controlled. And you got to be who you are. You got to be who you are. The magic isn't in how much emotion you're showing them, you inspire your players in different ways, and I think more than anything, they've got to buy your program more than they've got to buy you, the yeller. They've got to buy your system. They got to buy your offensive scheme, your defensive scheme. They got to buy everything that you construct as the way for them to succeed and win, you know, and believe in what you're putting out there. That's how they're inspired. They're not inspired because you give a great speech, a great Newt Rockne halftime deal. That's not what I, trust me, I mean, and I've been around this long enough. Marv Levy, one of the most professorial guys going, and I know you've seen highlight films where he can, you know, do his best yelling as he's chomping on gum and all that, but that's not the Marv that was there game in and gave out, and that was very calculated when he got after officials and did that stuff. Marv was, you know, most cases, players that were around that team, the Jim Kellys, the Bruce Smiths, the Thurman Thomases, the Daryl Talleys, different people that I remember from that area, Kent Hull, rest his soul, they were guys who had to look up a lot of the words that Marv used for them in speeches. You know, all the, they had to go to the dictionary. So it wasn't like he was firing them up with a lot of, you know, just heavy street talk, if you will. John from Facebook, do the Browns not see that the fan base is tired of all the lies and bull. Ouch. The truth is, we have no wide receivers. We have another rookie quarterback and no chance of winning more than four games this year, John says. Wow, John. Holy smokes. What do you want me to say to that? I mean, lies and bull. I don't, for the life of me, believe there is anything like that in its intent. Now, you're not accepting it as, you're accepting it that way, I guess. You're not buying the plan that I'm talking about or that Pat Shurmur has mentioned. And to you, it's just all lies and bull. But I would say to you that it's what this group really believes in. No wide receivers. I'm going to challenge you on that. I've seen some wide receivers out in the practice field, and I'm not just saying to be a wise guy here, physically guys playing wide receiver, but I think performing at a much better looking level for what these practices are than what I saw last year. And you call it another rookie quarterback. I think this is a rookie quarterback with a lot of talent, with a lot of ability to throw the ball. I think the excitement over Brandon Whedon is warranted. That's my counter to that. You can call it all lies and bull, but that's what I see. And I'm not alone, and I'm not just talking about club-employed folks. I'm talking about others who are not part of this club objectively giving you, or more objectively, if you will, giving you that perspective. I'm trying to give you my most objective perspective as well. If I didn't truly feel this or see this, I'll talk about something else, to be very blunt. All right. We have got much more coming up. A conversation, mentioning those wide receivers that the Browns don't have, but I think this guy's got a shot at being a receiver on this football team. Jordan Norwood, going to talk with him next on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, and you are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Fight nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Hey Browns fans, Carex Health Brands knows that being a football fan can be tough on your body. If your muscles are sore or your joints are stiff after hours of cheering on your favorite team, try Carex Bed Buddy Hot Cold Therapy products. Their doctor-recommended moist heat is strong enough to penetrate sore muscles on or off the field. Carex Health Brands' complete line of home health care products, including hot cold therapy, medication organizers, and bath safety equipment, can be found at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Help! The all-new Helene Kia needs help! Your help! Ever since Helene Kia's grand reopening, new Kias have been selling at a record pace. People love the new showroom, the customer comfort area, and especially the grand opening deals. But because the volume of new cars sold, Helene has taken in a lot of trades. Too many trades! Now Helene has aisles and aisles of high-quality pre-owned cars that have got to go! They've got to move them out, whatever it takes. Take your pick from a huge variety of makes, models, and years. Hondas, Toyotas, Ford.
Ford, Chevys, and of course, Kias. All with some serious down-to-the-bone price cuts. Drive away for as low as $19.95. Many under $10,000. If you love a bargain, you've got to see Helene Kia today. Help Helene reduce their massive pre-owned inventory and help yourself to amazing deals. You'll save hundreds, even thousands. But time is of the essence. Now at the all-new Helene Kia on the North Olmsted Auto Mile. Shop online at HeleneKia.com.
Appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on this Thursday, this Football Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are, of course, approaching something very special, at least to me it is, and I hope it is to many other dads out there. You know where I'm going with this. Father's Day coming up. Good stuff with Father's Day for sure. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great way to, I don't know what your plans are, but I hope mine very simply is going to be to just kind of hang out. I'm hoping to just pool float. That's been the objective. I hope it's that simple, and I can, and we could do that, but, you know, whatever may occur, but that's what I'm hoping for weather-wise, I guess. But anyway, it leads to this. If you still need a gift for Dad this Sunday, and I hope you've already bought your dad a gift. Come on. You can enter to win a flexible Cleveland Browns three-game ticket plan for two. Now, you want to still do this, even if you bought the gift, by the way. See how by visiting the official Browns Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram to enter. Entries are accepted until Friday, that's this Friday, June 15th, at 11:59 p.m., okay? This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Periodically, our own Jameer Howerton sits down with a key Browns player to chat him up about football, other things kind of going on in his world. And this week, he is, or today, I should say, he's talked with a couple of guys this week. This is the second one. He is sitting down with wide receiver Jordan Norwood. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Jordan, you're coming off a very challenging end of the season where you sustained a concussion that kept you out of the last two regular season games. How much did that motivate you this offseason to come back strong?
It motivated me a lot. I mean, I had my personal best season before the concussion. So, you know, I'm looking to come back and work hard and hopefully be a contributor.
And speaking of your personal best season, you had some career highs against the 49ers, the Bengals, the Jags. What did that game experience do to the growth and development of your game?
It helped a lot. I mean, it's been a couple years since I've seen competitive action since college. And, I mean, you don't start to doubt yourself, but it's good to have that reminder that you still got it and things like that. So I'm excited and looking forward to this season, too.
The competition at that wide receiver position is very thick. What does Jordan Norwood have to do to separate himself from the pack?
I think I have to not look at it as separating myself from the pack and just, you know, do what I always have done, and that's keep my nose to the ground and work hard and encourage other guys, and they do the same for me. So.
Now, we saw last season how you stepped in for Joshua Cribbs when he sustained a groin injury. You got some action on punt return. How much detail has been focused on that part of your game during these OTAs?
I've been working at punt return also, and for me, that's something that I would like to do. It's something that I will do if I'm asked to do. And, you know, I mean, that's another thing that I can bring to the table. And, you know, whatever it takes to be a part of the team.
The wide receivers have a new voice on the field in conjunction with Coach Wilson, senior assistant to the offense, Nolan Cromwell. What's it been like working with Coach Cromwell, and how do you see that extra coaching helping out within the wide receiver unit?
Well, it's been awesome. I mean, them, Coach Wilson and Cromwell as a tandem, I mean, have two different approaches as far as coaching style, and I think it's been great for us because, I mean, there's 6, 7, 8 guys out there, so not everybody receives the same style of coaching, so it's great to have them both out there.
And now before training camp gets underway, I heard you taking a special trip to the Philippines. Tell us all about it.
I'm looking forward to it, getting out to the Philippines. See my brother plays a professional basketball out there, so I get to go out there and see him and meet my new nephew out there. So I can't wait.
Now you're gonna get a chance to work out with your brother.
Yeah, it's 100 degrees out there, so I'll be working out as much as I can. But we'll see how long I last.
And just overall, Jordan, what's your main focus as you head into the season?
You know, it's you know, keeping my nose to the ground and being a part of the team, and I mean, winning, doing what it takes to win football games, and that's, I mean, that's the whole organization's focus. I mean, that's your focus. That's everybody's focus. We want to win some football games, so I'm looking forward to it.
You're absolutely right, and thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you so much. Good stuff there from Jordan Norwood. We've got good stuff from you, your questions, your comments. Another Ask Vic portion of this show, driven by Liberty Ford, coming your way as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Friday, June 22nd from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., Southeast Harley-Davidson presents the 23rd annual Ferrari Night Car and Motorcycle Show. Raffle tickets are available now to win a 2012 Harley-Davidson Switchback motorcycle with proceeds going to the Ghost Riders Foundation. Enjoy live music from Nashville recording artist Tony Rio and Cleveland artist the Chauncey Shivas Band and a motorcycle stunt show from the Contraband Team. Be a part of the fun on Friday, June 22nd at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
Norwegian eagles can dance. I'll send to the link.
Happens every time. The essence of spicy mango in my lady friend's Ocean Trust Martini brings a smile to her face that is mesmerizing, like the love sonnet of a Grecian mermaid. Ah, perfect. Our mussels Josephine has appeared for 9:30. Prince Edward Island mussels are sautéed in basil and wine sauce to create a taste as flawless as a unicorn's tear or a splashless dive. How timely. It's the ahi tuna with jasmine rice. Just 15:30. I knew a jasmine once. She was perfect. And as this tender ahi melts in my mouth, I realize something else is melting. My heart.
Bonefish Grill opens early on Father's Day. Make a reservation and try our delicious sirloin steak and crab cake Oscar for $20.90. Check bonefishgrill.com for hours.
I'm such a good son.
Bonefish Grill. Happiness here. In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
A friend of mine asked me, did I miss my big chance? Is there still time to refinance my mortgage at the best mortgage rates ever? Hi, I'm Rick Stefanski, Chairman and CEO of Third Federal. And guess what? Mortgage rates remain at all-time lows. So even if you haven't taken advantage of today's low rates, there's still time to refinance at Third Federal. In fact, now through Friday, Third Federal is offering just 2.79% on a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage. That's right. Just 2.79% on a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage. So don't miss your big chance. Call Third Federal today and see how you can get a fixed-rate mortgage below 3%.
Hurry, tomorrow is the last day. Get a 2.79% interest rate with an APR of 3.01% on a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage from Third Federal. So don't miss your big chance. Apply online, visit a branch, or call 1-800-3RD-FED today. 10-year fixed APR reflects 20% down. Product not available in all counties. Rates subject to change. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights,
Back with you and Ask Vic portion of the show, which is driven by Liberty Ford, the show driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go to, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, by the way, driven by Liberty Ford. Todd from Facebook. Is the quarterback situation a full-blown competition, he says, with the best man wins, or has one or the other been handed the reins, and it is his job to keep or lose? Well, Todd, and Mike Holmgren talked about this today. He wants the thing, as he put it, to let it play out versus handing anyone anything. There's danger in just handing something to anyone, particularly a rookie, even if that rookie is older than the typical rookie in Brandon Whedon. You want a level of accountability, motivation to perform and show that you deserve this job. And it isn't just the coaches. It isn't just the people who will decide, the head coach, the hierarchy, to make the decision that this is the guy. It's your teammates. It's everybody else. You want them to believe in you. And the coach wants and needs, and everyone running this team, the rest of the team, to believe the right guy is quarterbacking. That they've watched it on a day in and day out basis, because they could tell. They can tell if this is just, you know, a sham or whatever you want to call it. Oh, they drafted the guy, they're going to hand him the job, but really, it should be this guy. And that's the worst way to go about this. And the Browns aren't going about it that way. So how they're approaching it, where there's still enough wiggle room to say he's got to just make it. And there are those who will tell you right now the case has already been made emphatically that it's Brandon Whedon. But I'm of the belief that let's see more. Let's see more. After tomorrow, let's see more, which would be after tomorrow, July, training camp. Let's see what's going on when he'll still be wearing a red jersey, untouchable, technically, by the defense, not supposed to. But when they are moving at a faster pace, when guys competing on defense want to show, by showing up, everyone on offense, what they're all about, that will be further proof in preseason games or games. And I think that's what this has got to go into. But as Holmgren also was saying, you know, sooner there's a point, a cutoff point, and he said he didn't know exactly when that is, and this is Pat Shurmur's call, a cutoff point in the preseason as you approach the regular season, when you want to say, this is it, this is the timetable, because then that starter has to be getting many more snaps than he's getting now. And he's getting most of them now, by the way, Whedon is. Tony from Facebook, he says, the fact is we are going to be better. We upgraded a top 10 defense. The offense will be improved with the additions. The offense will be on the field more and the defense less. Close games turn into wins. Okay, like the thoughts there. And I think if the top 10 defense you reference, I think it's one of the most important things you said here. If that's a better defense and more opportunistic and all the things that they want it to be, better against the run, the offense is going to improve naturally. And I also think the offense, with Trent Richardson's presence, on the presumption that he upgrades the run game, makes the defense better, makes everything better. You know, the rising tide will lift all those boats, including the one that is carrying Brandon Whedon as a quarterback, carrying the passing game. Joel from Facebook, this team needs to rebuild first, then maybe a shot at the playoffs. They're not bad, but replacing McCoy, Joel says, was a big mistake. They might as well trade him. And this came up too, and you know, we'll see how this works out with Holmgren about when. And he emphasized right now no plans to make any moves, but you know, see what happens as you get closer to camp, which is the end of July. See what happens when you get into the preseason. See what other teams' needs are at quarterback to see if there's a deal to be made. We want to thank Mike Holmgren for being on the show. We want to thank Jordan Norwood. We want to thank Jameer Howerton. We want to thank Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli. And we want to thank our standout producer, Dave DiNatale. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.